بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, we have gathered tonight for us to understand correctly what the correct thing to do on these occasions. We have to understand our deen correctly also. We have to listen correctly with open ears and open hearts, understand correctly, practice correctly, and to convey correctly also. So our deen is based upon a person applies himself, he applies his mind, applies his heart, listen correctly, understand correctly, make amal correctly, and convey correctly. Person doesn't listen correctly, then he's half asleep. Bain al-yaqzati wa al-nawm, between sleeping and between being awake. So during the Jummah bayan, he listens against the pillar, listening to the bayan, then he goes on safar, he goes on a journey with the wife, and the wife will notice that, Haji sahab, Baji, no namaz you're reading during safar. He said, why am I sitting in the Jummah bayan? When you go on safar, you go on a journey, namaz is maaf. He said, there's a new masla we learnt. She said, can't be. He said, it's maaf. He said, Mawlana said that. He said, please ask Mawlana again. But in the Jummah bayan too, he was between sleeping and half awake. He asked Mawlana, Mawlana, you said in the bayan that during journey, during safar, when you're traveling, the namaz is maaf. He said, I said, namaz is half. That namaz is maaf. So to listen correctly, to convey correctly, to make amal correctly. Boys sitting in the darroom class also, they have to be awake. And they have to listen correctly, understand correctly. Imam Sahib came to the masjid one day and he sees a youngster there. And he has a female with him, with a picnic basket. Picnic outside the masjid. And he had a full menu, chose a venue also. And finished all the food properly, nicely, packed the picnic basket. Azan just finished, packed the car and he's gone. So it's very strange. So that Imam Sahib told the mutawallis, something new is happening outside the masjid. People are having picnics here. So next namaz will catch him. Wasn't there. Then they heard he's at the next masjid. So mutawalli went there. Same thing. He was there with one female. Opened the boat, took out the picnic basket. Had a full meal. Finished all the food properly. Didn't waste anything. Packed the picnic basket. Packed the boat. Azan went and he left. Finally they caught this picnic person. They asked him, what's this about? He said, don't you read Qur'an Sharif? He said, we read Qur'an Sharif. He said, it's in the Qur'an. Ya bani Adama, O children of Adam, khudu zinatakum. They take your, adopt your beauty. Now, the female he had with him, her name was Zinat also. So Qur'an says, khudu zinatakum, that take the best of your clothing which beautifies you in the kulli masjid. At the time of every salah in the masjid. Fakulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Eat and drink and don't waste. He took the little meaning. He got was zenith, took a picnic basket, packed it into the masjid, ate and drank, and he didn't waste. Pack it again and go back home. So therefore they say our Sharia and deen is based upon listening carefully and understand properly also. Well, these occasions that we have, my dear brothers, when it comes to Muharram, comes to Shab-e Barat, etc., what's the correct understanding, what's the correct amal? With this you go back to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Were there any special amal to do, any special action, anything to celebrate right now, what to celebrate, how to celebrate? We have complete guideline. And we don't need anything more than the sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our guide. Guide not only in this world, in the akhirat also, he's the only contact. Today, many a person like myself also, we've got this certain alim on speed dial, that mufti on speed dial, then that lawyer on speed dial, and that broker on speed dial. So we got everything on speed dial. We can have all the ulama on speed dial, all the muftis on speed dial. Will make the phone pious or make me pious. I have to do what is the correct thing. Qiyamah is the day, the only speed dial. And the only contact is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the only one that will hold our hand, intercede on our behalf, and will take us upon the pul sirat of the speed of lightning. To have that contact, now we have to understand our sharia correctly. What is the correct thing to do right now? When to invest our health, our wealth, our time, the facilities, the things we have, Allah Ta'ala has given us, how to use them correctly in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to Ashura, my dear brothers, what makes it so significant? Is there anything now that we should do? There are many fabrications out there. The ulama have identified them. Yes, during the time from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till today, many things have come in the ummah which are not correct. Therefore, we have to understand our Sharia correctly. Many riwayat, we call them Israeli riwayat. Israel, the name Israel also, we say Bani Israel. Bani comes from Banina, Banuna, children. Israel, il means Allah. Isra means the slave. So the slave of Allah, the children of the slave of Allah. Israel is the title given to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. That was his title, Israel. So the children of Bani Israel, the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, had 12 sons. 10 sons from one wife, then she passed away, she passed on, then he married the sister, according to some riwayat. From there he had 2 sons, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Binyamin. Whether they all were Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, whether they were messengers, or just were pious people, all of them had difference of opinion, commentators had difference of opinion. From those 12 sons, we had the 12 tribes of Bani Israel, the Jews. And they came the 12 tribes. To them, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. Now Ashura, going back to where Ashura started, the 10th. So before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Among the first Anbiya that came to the world, among the first messengers that Allah Ta'ala sent to the world. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was there. Shisa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Idol worship started from Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Till then there was Tawheed. When Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came to his people, by then already they were worshipping the idols. How that happened also? Shaitan, how he operates, the intelligence Allah Ta'ala has given him. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, upon every knowledgeable person, there is one more knowledgeable. It can be the biggest shaykh al-hadith, the biggest mufti of the time. But who can outsmart shaitan? When Allah Ta'ala exiled him, banished him from Jannah, but he knew the way so well to Jannah and how the mind of insan and humans think. Although he was banished, he disobeyed Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. فَأَخْرُجْ فَإِنَّكَ Allah Ta'ala says that, go away from here, you will be cursed, you are doomed. So he had to come to the earth. He had to come to the earth, but how he found his way back into Jannah, passed all the security, all the malaika, got back into Jannah, then to deceive Hawa radiallahu anha, then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, bring them back to this world. So then came the Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's time. So before him, their forefathers were very pious people, great abids and worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shaitan put this thought in the minds of men, of the people, that your grandfather, great-grandfather, very pious person, very pious person. So why don't you just keep on sketch of him, how he looked. When the children will come, show them, this was your grandfather. Through him we got deen in our lives, piety came because of him, and so, many, many pious people they were before that. So they had a little sketch, a little drawing, to show the children, album we have of the family. And from there slowly he said, well, go on, make a little statue of him. So when the children come, we show him, this is how your grandfather was, this was his features, etc. And shaitan initially, gradually went on from there. So finally, they began to make idols, the statues of the pious people. And before they would leave the home, then the parents would tell the children that before you leave home, now go make one salam to that idol. Go make one salam to your grandfather, great-grandfather. And before we knew it, they were making sajda already. And idol worship started. This is how shaitan breathes poison in the hearts of people. Whether it will start from photography, from videoing, from some tube or some app, slowly become idol worship. And which youngster is not there, son, worshipping some idol of his? Whether it be some soccer player, whether it be some TV star, some movie star, whether it be some pop idol, they call idols also. And they idolize them. So we see how shaitan in modern day, before they would carry the idols with them, wherever they would go, they had a little one for suffer also, carry in the pocket. And there they would take it out and then they would worship the idol. They say nowadays people might not be worshipping idols, but they have them in different forms. Whether it's the children's plays, they play things that they have in the form of murat and surat, some teddy bear. Because the child is idle, I can't sleep without it. I got to have my teddy bear. I got to have the certain plaything. Then the malaika don't come in that home. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said very clearly that malaika la tadkhulu baytan fihi al-kalbu wa la tasawir. Where there are pictures, where there are animate things in a home, then malaika of mercy don't enter that home. The parents come to the alim, Marana, there's jahdu in the house. Husband and wife are fighting. Children are crying, waking up in the middle of the night. Don't know what's wrong with him. He's feeling afraid. She doesn't want to go to the toilet also. Very important, my dear brothers. The children get affected the most. Especially our young girls going to the bathroom, toilet, they have to have their hair covered. And that is the breathing place of shaitan. So how shaitan enters the home? He has different avenues. He knows how to operate. He's the one that's a mastermind above everyone. That's how he got Adam alayhi salam down into the earth. What he'll do to us, we don't have taqwa, we don't have the level of iman. Therefore we should be even more careful. Now when it comes to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came and he gave da'wah to his people, invited them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 950 years he gave the da'wah. He lived longer than that. And they would abuse him, they would swear at him, they would stone him to the extent that he would fall unconscious also. Then they would carry his unconscious body, throw it into his home, and cursing at him, may you not wake up again. Then he would wake up, full of blood, go back to the people, invite them. Finally Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him the command, وَيَسْنَعُ الْفُلْكِ, that, oh Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, then build the ark now. Dry land, building an ark. Then the people, إِن تَسْخَرُ مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ. Then they would mock at him, make a fun of him. That you're building an ark, a ship, what is this about? Where are you going to sail it? There's no ocean over here. What are you buying fishing rod? Where are you going fishing? So you're building an ark, where are you going to sail this ark right now? Because the hikmat of Allah, we listen to the command of Allah. Whether it makes sense to me, doesn't make sense to me. Many a time myself, I might think, this command of Allah doesn't make sense. Na'uzu billah. Allah Ta'ala save us from even thinking like that. But how can we apply our human mentality to the intelligence and the hikmat and wisdom of the Creator? The Creator of my brain. And I want to challenge, this doesn't make sense to me. That's why our elders say, this is all already our answer. Yes, it doesn't make sense to me because I don't have that level of intellect. Wahi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wahi came from the sky, direct from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The level of his intelligence, where do I have the intelligence? The Nabi of Allah, that at that time was the most intelligent, Allah gave the command, he surrendered. He said, this command of Allah, there's some hikmat and wisdom behind this, is beyond me. How many times do you tell the children, just listen, don't ask. Just listen, don't ask. And many times the mother will say, just say G. So they told the child, just say G, don't say anything, just do it. When you grow up, you'll understand, you're still wet behind the ears. When you become good, baligh, myself, when I become baligh in deen, then I understand why I have to be here for Fajr namaz. Why I have to be in the masjid for every salah. Right now when it comes to deen, I'm not baligh. I haven't matured as yet. Still playing with big things of dunya. The little child now has a small car that becomes his jannat. He'll sleep with that car also, put it in the duvet. He's making sounds. Father bought him a cricket bat, puts it in the bed next to him. So same thing happens. Now when he had a little car, he played with the car, took it in the bathroom also. Now he's got a big real car. Can't take it in the bathroom, but it's in the heart. Now I'm a big man. That time she had a small kitchen, play kitchen. Now she became an adult, she became baligh. Baligh physically. Now she got a real kitchen. Now this is everything to me. Ulama say, this is just big man's toys. Get over the playing of dunya. Allah has bigger things for you. Play with things of jannat now. Ya Allah, investment over here. 6 rakats of wabin, 12 years reward Allah is going to give me. After Salatul Isha, a person performed 4 rakat namaz. The full Isha namaz, 17 rakats. We learned it in Maktab for the examination. We wrote the exam, we got 100%. But when it came to practical, we can imagine now 1446, this expired. If I do my own account right now in Hisab Kitab, for my Isha namaz for the whole year, I can already give myself marks whether I passed or I failed. But in Maktab, I got 100%, 17 rakats. When the last time I read 17 rakats, I can take my own hisab, whether I fail or whether I passed. But imagine what Allah Ta'ala has given us. These are things now to invest. After Isha Salah, every night, person reads his 2 sunnats and his 2 nafil. Nafil, we can make multiple intentions in nafil. Allah Pak has made it so easy. One investment and so much of return. multiple returns. Here ulama say, two rakat nafil namaz, we can make niyat of shukr, thanksgiving to Allah. Salatul tawbah also, ya Allah, making tawbah. Salatul hajat, ya Allah, I have a need. Salatul istikhara also. Istikhara is only before I sleep at night. Istikhara can be made any time of the day. Istikhara, talabul khair min Allah. I'm seeking goodness from Allah. And for us especially, those are the ones of authority in the homes and businesses. Every step of our life, every gathering, every meeting, almost you've got to make some decision or the other. How can I trust myself? Ya Allah, I trust you. Salatul istikhara, ya Allah, I trust you. Ya Allah, you will guide me every step, every decision of my life. So two rakat nafil namaz, tawbah, shukr, hajat, istikhara, isti'ana, talabul awun. Ya Allah, ask you for help also. Help me every step of my life. Don't leave my hand. Ya Allah, even if I leave your hand also, my child will leave my hand to run across the road, I still grab him. Ya Allah, you still grab me. Even though I want to run away, I'm asking Allah every day. But all his intentions in just two rakat namaz, Allah is prepared to give so much in two rakat namaz. So after Salatul Isha, two sunnat, then our two nafil, multiple intentions. Then witr salah, make witr also valuable. Make witr valuable where I get the full reward for it. Not only full. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is akramul akrameen. Allah ta'ala gives reward beyond our comprehension. So make the witr according to sunnat also. Make amal upon the sunnah. Some sunnahs are almost dying in the ummah. Revive them, we get the reward of 100 shaheed. Ya Allah, in Gaza right now, to become a shaheed. We get the reward of 100 of them, 100 of them. And the children are dying in numbers and scores. Allah said, I'll give you the reward. You are alive and I'm giving you food, giving you drink, accommodation, and the reward of becoming a shaheed. This is reviving the sunnah. With the salah, the sunnat qiraat, so simple. The shortest and the simplest that we can read every night also. Suratul Ikhlas, first rakat, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Second rakat, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Third rakat, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Sunnat qiraat, we got it. Now the witr salah, not only got reward, they got the reward of reviving a sunnat, 100 shaheed. What an investment before I slept tonight. So I got my two sunnat, then my two nafil, three witr. The other sunnat qiraat also, this is the simple one. Then we have Al-Hakumu Takathur, first rakat. Wal-Asr, second rakat. Third rakat, Surah Kafirun. So there are different qiraat that we can read. In Salatul Witr, now became valuable. Not just say witr namaz we're reading every day. Now according to sunnah. And I read that qiraat, which was upon the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How valuable. My tongue becomes. My salah becomes. That sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that attracted the attention of Allah at that moment. My Nabi is reading that qiraat. Now I'm attracting the attention of Allah in the same manner. He's emulating my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we can imagine the love of Allah, how it kicks in. He's copying my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, reading the surahs that he read. Two sunnah, two nafil, three witr. Then the last two nafil, sitting down. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed the last two sitting down. They also sunnat qiraat, first rakat, idha zuzilatil ardu. Second rakat, suratul kafirun. So understand, the hadith sharif, authentic ahadith. The person who reads four rakats after Salatul Isha. We got the two nafil, two sunnat we got already, two nafil, we're adding two more nafil there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward as if he read these four rakats of Laylatul Qadr. Allahu Akbar. Laylatul Qadr, better than 1,000 months. What an investment. We should become greedy for reward. Ya Allah, I can't let it go. How can I just walk out of the masjid, really doing nothing? I just want to go home, just talk to somebody outside. And my two rakat nafil, 1.5 minutes. 1.5 minutes, we finished. Allah said, I'll give you the reward. I'll give it to you, no problem. Just that you read it only. So every night I can get the reward of four rakats, performing it on the night of Qadr. Now go in the qabr and see the reward, ya Allah. Where he always came from? The simple sunnah. Didn't take much time also. So coming back to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, my dear brothers. Then the idol worship started. He gave the da'wah, invited people, started building the ark. People mocked at him. He surrendered to the command of Allah. Allah is your command. There's a Muslim behind it. Fi'lul hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah. Every action of the all-wise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never ever void of some deep wisdom. Every action, every command of Allah has some deep wisdom is beyond me. I do it to see the barakat. As you tell the child, just do it, you will see what will happen. The child does it, how you reward him? I tell, don't do it, something will happen. Doesn't want to listen. You show his immaturity. Allah is saying, do it, just listen. There's some hikmah behind with it. What will come, from where it will come. Just do the amal, just do the action. No need to question the creator. Somebody in my business asked me, boss, why are you doing it that way? Your business. It's my business. I'm running it. You do what I tell you. You pack the shelf like that, I know why. Now Allah is saying, do it like this. Ya Allah, why must do it? What's the hikmat? What's the wisdom? We just do it. Allah, you do it. What, how Allah Ta'ala system behind the scenes is beyond us. Just to understand the system. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam in Khadir, which we call Khizr. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, who's the most knowledgeable in the world right now? So Musa alayhi salatu wa salam said, I am the most knowledgeable. Allah didn't like that answer. Allah did not like the answer. Although being a Nabi of Allah, and yes, he had the most knowledge. The tashri'i knowledge, the knowledge of shari'at. He had the most knowledge. Then too, there wasn't liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah wanted to show him and teach him, O Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, then to adopt humility in front of Allah, in front of the command of Allah. So Allah ta'ala gave him the command, go and look for Khadir alayhi salatu wa salam. When he met up with him, Allah had blessed Khadir alayhi salatu wa salam with the taqwini knowledge. Knowledge of the universe, and the happenings of the universe. That was his speciality. So Allah Ta'ala proved to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that you have certain type of knowledge, he has such knowledge that you don't have also. So you can't even claim that you are the most knowledgeable of everything in the world. He has a different type of knowledge. Then he understood, Ya Allah, he did certain things. When he came to the ship, then he erected it over a plank. When he came to the young boy, then he broke his neck and he killed him. When they went to the certain city or town, and the people refused to host them, and then when the wall was falling down, he repaired the wall. Beyond his hikmat, although he was a Nabi of the time, Oh Khidr, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Then finally he said, I told you, you won't pass in my madrasa. Now it's time to expel you now. But before you expel me, tell me what happened. Then he gave him the whole tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf, why he destroyed, why he ripped the plank from that ship, because they were pirates, the ship was good, they would hijack the ship. So therefore he ripped it apart. When they came out to the ship, they saw it was damaged, they left it. Allah Ta'ala saved him. When he came to the young boy, then Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam knew the system of the world. This young boy will grow up to the extent that he will force his parents to become kafir also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him, he killed the boy. And Allah Ta'ala blessed the mother with a more pious child thereafter. Allah Ta'ala replaced it. When they came to that city, the town, that they refused to host them, there was a wall about to fall and collapse. Under the wall, why he repaired it? Under the wall, there was kanzul lahuma, wa kana abuhuma saliha. There were two yatim and two orphans in that city, and in the city, and under that wall, there was a treasure which was reserved for them, these two boys. But the time wasn't right as yet. Wa kana abuhuma saliha, and the parents were pious people. Subhanallah, Mufassirin commentators say, Alama Lusi Rahimullah Ruhul Ma'ani, which is the Tafsir Kitab. He says it wasn't the parents, it was their great grandparents, according to one narration, the seventh generation grandparents. According to one generation, the tenth. Because Wakana Abuhuma Saliha, the grandparents were pious, because of the piety of the great grandparents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two messengers, two anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, to take care of the wealth of these two yatim. Sent two messengers to the taqwa of the great-grandparents. So Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, they also, the hikmat of Allah was beyond Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He couldn't comprehend also. So where do I have the comprehension, the mentality? So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave the command, Oh Nuh, make the ship and make the ark. He began to make it. They mocked at him. He said, "In taskharu minna, if you're going to mock at me, at us, soon we will also mock at you, laugh at you. فَسُوفَ يَعْلَمُونَ Soon you will come to know upon whom the punishment will come. Then the floods began. Mufassirin commentators say that the floods began and he set out, he said, sail in the month of Rajab. Month of Rajab, the floods came and this ark began to move. It began to move, and when it came, according to Tafsir al-Tabari, when it came to the place where Baytullah was, the Ka'batullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted it up. It was built by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted it, And the Ark of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made tawaf around the Baytullah 7 times. And then they say lawn. So Tafsir al-Tabari says finally he came to a place called Judi. Wastawat ala al-Judi. Mount Judi, they say, which is also called Mount Ararat, which is near Ibn Abbas or Ibn Umar. Ibn Umar Island in Mosul, north of Iraq. And he settled there on the Mount of Judi. And it settled on the 10th of Muharram. When they came off the ship, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, as thanksgiving to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, didn't throw a da'wat. He fasted on that day. Fasting also is a way of celebrating some ni'mat of Allah. There are certain times in Sharia, yes, we feed. Aqiqah is there, walima is there. Eid day also haram to fast. Both the Eid, Allah ta'ala says today, I am the host, you are the guest. But there are also times in a year we celebrate also by fasting. Like in the month of Ramadan, why do we fast? Among the hikmat and wisdom is because the Quran was revealed. Celebrate the Quran Sharif. How celebrate? Don't eat the whole day. Enough time for Quran tilawat. No eating, no breakfast, no lunch. Have only at night, now you're ready for Taraweeh. Celebrate Quran Sharif. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam kept a roza and fasted on the 10th of Muharram also. Then coming down years later, then we came to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, his 12 sons. Then among the last Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that was sent to the Jews, Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent more than 120,000 Anbiya and messengers to this world. More than 70,000 were sent only to the Jews. What a stubborn nation. Didn't want to listen. Arrogant, haughty. Until now we see the traits within them. And they were thinking this, Anbiya sent to us. We are chosen. نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ. We are the children of Allah. وَأَحِبَّاءُ. We are the beloveds of Allah. This comes in Quran Sharif. And if you go to Jahannam, لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. We'll go to Jahannam a few days only. And then we'll go to Jannah the after. So they had all these beliefs within them, the Jews from that time. Among the last Anbiya, messengers sent to them, was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also, long student, his life is all over the Quran Sharif. But just to understand the significance of the day of Ashura, that we hear the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he came to Medina Munawwara, 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah, then came to Medina Munawwara. There the Jews were there, Banu Qurayza, Banu Qaynuqa, other tribes of the Jews were there also, Banu Nadir. So they were keeping roza, they were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them that you all are fasting, what's the reason behind this? So they say our Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from Fir'aun and drowned Fir'aun in the Red Sea. So we are celebrating by fasting, the salvation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, our Nabi. Even till this day also, my dear brothers, the Jews still fast. They call it Yomu Kippur or Kapur. So they also celebrate, although not 10 Muharram, but they have a day calendar also where they still fast out of celebration for the day of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam getting salvation. So the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, he said, نَحْنُ وَحَقُّ وَأَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. That we have more right to Musa. They have more right to follow his fasting because his Sharia also is in our Sharia. What we have, the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments comes in our Quran Sharif also. They were, لَا تَقْرَبُ مَالِ الْيَتِيمِ أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ. In 8 Sipara, it comes here also, don't make zina, don't utilize it, don't usurp the wealth of the yatim, don't cheat at the time of measure and scale in business, be just, be upright. So the commands are there in Quran. We are closer to his Sharia than you all are. You all have interpolated. You all have changed his Sharia. We have the original Quran Sharif. Therefore, we have more right to him. So we will also keep roza. Wa awla, we are closer to him. I'm a Nabi, is also a Nabi of Allah. Therefore, we will also keep the roza. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the day he got salvation, and the whole story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is detailed in Quran Sharif. Just to understand a few glimpses. As we mentioned, our Sharia is understand it. We make amal correctly, and in every gathering, every bayan, there are two things. Our knowledge increases, and what is wrong in our life, you put it right. So two things we have in our life, ta'aleem and islah. We're always educating ourselves correctly, and we correct our lives, and we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his life is all over the Quran Sharif, is much in detail. But just to understand today what's happening in Israel, rather we call it Palestine, because there's no official state of Israel. It's Palestine from before till Qiyamah, as much as they want to change it. And when it comes to Jerusalem, we say Al-Quds. It's not Jerusalem, Al-Quds, where Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is, where our beloved Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam put foot over there, made imamah there, on the night of Mi'raj and Isra. So Musa alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to his life, when Fir'aun was said to him by his fortune tellers, after seeing a dream, that a male offspring from Bani Israel will be the one that will bring a collapse to your regime. So in his madness, in his frenzy, that will never happen. It will never happen. I have full control, full authority. This is what we term as غلط يقين, incorrect conviction. His conviction was upon his governance. I will control. This was Fir'aun. Allah used the example of Fir'aun till Qiyamah. And today we see the modern day Fir'auns. We have the arms, we have the firepower, we have full authority. As if we give life and we give death. We are the ones that free, we are the ones that give life, and we kill who we want to. Fir'aun was the same. Full authority he had. And the pride and the arrogance, never thought he will die also. And just to save his skin, to save his government, to save his regime, they say from the children of Bani Israel, he killed 70,000 male offspring. 70,000 babies he killed. Anything new? History repeating itself. Here's the Pharaohs of the time. Just in the hope of killing the one Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because one Musa will be born through these people who will be a means of collapsing a regime, even in a frenzy. Kill all the male offspring. How Allah Ta'ala preserved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here he had yaqeen upon his governance. That is why ulama say, what you have yaqeen upon, what you have conviction upon, that is what your heart will think, that is what your mind will think. Person has yaqeen that my mal, my wealth will do, his eyes will open shop time. His eyes will open shop time, the mind is thinking shop time. Person has yaqeen upon his governance, then he is prepared to spill blood also to keep power. Wherever the yaqeen is, the person will do anything for it. Person has yaqeen in the promise of Allah, that Allah, success is by Allah. The sunnah way is success, then his eyes will open fajr time. This is my, without this I can't move. My day is a failure already. His yaqeen is there, his conviction is there. In salah, salah will do everything. My shop connected to the masjid, the barakat of the masjid. The masjid is the nucleus of barakat. How is the nucleus of barakat? Baytullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna awwala baytin wudi'a linnas, the first house to be placed on the earth for the hidayat and barakat of man. Hudawa mubarakum wa hudan lil alameen. Allah says, Baytullah was built for mubarak and for barakat. Wahudan and guidance for the universe, for the realms. So, hidayat and barakat is a Baytullah. And all the masajid are the daughters of Baytullah. The nur of Allah comes upon the house of Allah, the Ka'batullah. From there, it goes down to all the masajid of the world. Whoever is in the first surf will get his full share. Then to the right, then to the left, then the second surf, then the third surf. They came for barakat and hidayat, Allah will give it. Because it's all coming from Baytullah. Above Baytullah, Baytul Ma'mur. That is now the Ka'batullah of the Malaika. They make in tawaf. Upon that, the Arsh of Allah. Where barakat, rosy comes from Allah. Allah says, you there for Fajr, yaqeen is there, I will send you to your Fajr Salah. Ishraq, Awabin, Chas, Nawafil, make us the beloved of Allah. And we also become the beloved of Allah, Subhanallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, once you come into Faraiz, then you get close to Allah. And once you continue nawafil, ishraq, chast, awabin, tahajjud, very easy. The two rakats you read after Salatul Isha, sitting down, need of tahajjud there. I got my tahajjud already. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the person who continues with nawafil becomes my beloved. When he becomes my beloved, then I become the eyes he looks with. I become the ears he listens with. I become the hands he touches with. I become the feet he walks with. Ulama give two interpretations. They say one interpretation, Allah becomes the eyes, the hand and the feet. Is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from those things that will displease him. Although the heart will go that way. Insan's heart is the heart will go towards haram. To the extent, ulama say, The more pious a person becomes, the more lust and the more passions increase within him. You might think, I've become pious now, no more. Nothing will trouble me. No, it becomes even more. Now you're pure, now you're cleaner than before. But because you became the beloved of Allah, Allah will save you. Allah gave you tawfiq to make the amal to become His beloved, Allah will save from breaking His command. We can't save ourselves. One interpretation, Allah said, I become everything, Allah will save you from haram. The second interpretation, subhanAllah, Allah said, I become His hands, His feet, His eyes, with which He walks, He hears, He sees, He touches. Through His nawafil, ulama and muhaddisi, the commentators say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such, whatever He looks at, whatever He touches turns to gold. Turns to gold. To the extent they say even dead stock will make profit. Ya Allah, how did that happen? One sati was going to the one show in China or something like that. And he says there were brothers walking in front of me in the same field. So they walked past a few stalls. But they didn't catch their eye. So I walked past the stall and I see there's money to make here. There's money to make here. The brother, now we know him. Ishraq is there, Abu Abin is there. I said, you didn't see it. Your Ishraq Abu Abin saw it. Your Nafil Lama saw it. It wasn't new. Allah's promise. Why will Allah make everything to gold? Because you became my beloved through Nawafil. When you become my beloved, I want you with me. I want you to do more for me. So Allah Ta'ala will keep you by Him and make dunya easy for you. Make his dunya easy, don't have to break head. Finish off quickly and come way back here. I'm enjoying your company. Because you're putting your head down for me. So Allah will make everything open for him. Through nawafil. This is the tartib of a Muslim. He wants barakat in his rosy, is in his nawafil. Get that one off nawafil in our shops, in our workplace. Put our musalla there, salatul duha, 11 o'clock, half past 11, two rakats. Inna atina quluhu Allah, but do it. And see the barakat will come. Before I go to the shop, ishraq namaz. I got awabin after my salatul maghrib. Tahajjud before I sleep. I wake up, dead of the night, alhamdulillah. And see how Allah Ta'ala will move things in our life. Allah will clear things in our life. Why Allah is doing nawafil? How can I not give him? Coming back to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, 70,000 babies were killed to save the skin of Fir'aun. Allah's system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought up Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the palace of Fir'aun. And how he moved on from there, many incidents happened in the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Finally, when he was coming back from Madian, after he got married to the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 years he stayed there also in the house of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, making khidmat as mahr. Finally he left, coming back to Egypt from Madian. Madian is towards Syria, etc. Now he's coming back towards Egypt. Now when he comes, he passes over, he comes to, then he sees in the distance is a fire, blazing fire. So he tells his son, Umkuthu, inni anastu nara. Just wait here, I perceive a fire in the distance. I will come with some embers, some hot coal to keep us warm. It's very cold right now. So he goes. He goes towards the fire, and then the voice, he hears that, فَخْلَعْنَ عَلَيْكَ O Musa, remove your sandals. إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدِّسِ طُوَى Right now, you're in a very honorable, in a very sanctified valley right now. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him closer. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ أُمْ مُسَى I've chosen you. وَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى Listen carefully to wahi. إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ Allah spoke to him directly. أُمْ مُسَى I am Allah. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا There's no one worthy of worship besides me. فَاعْبُدْنِي يُوشِبْ مِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي And establish salah for my remembrance. And he was given nubuwat. He was given nubuwat. Then he comes to Fir'aun finally. Now he's the Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah, and he gives him the da'wat. And now worship Allah, whereas he claimed nubuwat. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى I am your exalted Lord. Don't you see all the rivers around me? I control everything. They're all running under my command. Oh Fir'aun, you are nasam khuda. Allah has sent me to give you da'wat, and give it up. Give it up. But then to his haughtiness and his frenzy of his hukumat and his regime and his power, he had the super power of the time. And he continued. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the command to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْبِي عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ That, O Musa, now take Bani Israel, take the Jews. Take them at night and leave. From Egypt, go towards Sham, go towards Syria. When you say Sham in the Ahadith, Sham does not refer to Syria, modern day Syria. Sham refers to Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, and Jordan. This whole thing makes up Sham. Now he's going back. Bani Israel to pass over the Red Sea. As they come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. You will be pursued. Fir'aun will come after you. The superpower of the time, you have nothing. But Allah made his tarbiyat. Allah made the tarbiyat and nurtured. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was human also. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him the first time, وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, throw down your staff, your stick. When he threw it, فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Became first it was a small snake, then became حَيَّةٌ and جَانَ, massive serpent. Then he got afraid, وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا. He turned around and he ran for his life. Now, Nabi of Allah, how come you got scared? But he was human also. So human senses are there, reaction is there. Then Allah said, turn around, خُذْهَا. O Musa, catch it. وَلَا تَخَفْ. Don't fear. Don't fear, سَنُعِيدُهَا. We will return it to the original form as it was. Tarbiyat was being made. That, O Musa, what do you think is happening from doesn't happen from there. It happens with the command of Allah. Where you think there's benefit is only dependent upon the command of Allah. Where you think there's harm depends on the command of Allah. Allah turned the snake into a serpent. And what a serpent, full anatomy. Mouth, skin, eyes, whole digestive system, everything. Allah turned a dead stick, staff into a snake. Allah can do it. Dead stock, Allah can move it. Good stock can't happen. Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, same business, father running it for years, running it to a loss, can't make it. Finally he says, I'm tired of the shop. Son is of age, father says, Bismillah, Papa, I'll take over, you sit at home. Same shop, same stock, same place. Just different hands, Allah opens the barakat. How did that happen? Can't understand. Made millions from here now. Father came up very small in life, really couldn't make it. The same shop, son came into there, a little bit taqwa, a little bit amal, iman, Allah changed it around. All the command of Allah, the same stock was there, but Allah's command. How you pulling the command of Allah? So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went. Finally he's being pursued. He comes to the Red Sea. Bani Israel, the Jews, they still have doubt in him. Were they really to believe him completely? They'll always be like this. That is why we are so fortunate, my dear brothers. What is the whole war about right now? They want the Holy Land. They want the Holy Land, which really Musa alayhi salam gave it to them on the plate. They didn't take it. Now they really want it. Allah's lakh, 100 million times shukr and gratitude to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When it came to the Jews, they can have, Allah has given them three things. وَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ يَمْوَالِيُ وَبَنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. Allah has promised them three things. That we will assist you, we will back you, we will help you. بِيَمْوَالِ, with wealth. Wealth of the world, Allah will give to the Jews. Allah said, I've given it to you all already. The wealth of the world. How to operate the world? Fluctuations, currencies, importing, exporting, this chain and that chain and supply chain and the food chain. Allah said, I'll give it to you. Then you can break your head, the Muslims will eat and make ibadat. But Allah has given them the wealth. بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ, and children. Now we might think the smallest population are the Jews. But Allah says, I will give you the manpower. You will be the naqaliyat and you will be in small number. But through your wealth, Allah will give you the manpower. You will buy off people, governments, regimes. And you see how deep their fingers aren't right now in the world. Which university, which campus, which country, where and where. People aren't invested in this country right now. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. According to one tafsir, one interpretation, we will give you the voice also. The media houses. They also, so on these three platforms, if the ummah wants to challenge them, they'll close us down. That's why they say, if you know, challenge them on wealth, then now we feel we'll take them on. Then they call the bluff, COVID came in, lockdown. For them no lockdown, but the world is locked down. They locked everything down. Don't take us on. Wealth is ours, media is ours, where now actually the true news, they make it fake news, and the fake news is true news. What really to believe? Believe Quran Sharif. What else is we gave it to them? We gave them the wealth, we gave them the manpower also. We gave you all this dunya to make your akhirat, not to challenge them. They'll close you down. Allah Ta'ala has given it to them. So Allah Ta'ala has given it to them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Bani Israel, weak, doesn't have anything, no ammunition, no firepower. And now the superpower of the world is chasing, right behind them. Shaykh Abu al-Hassan al-Yamiyah rahimahullah depicts this in his kitab Qasasun Nabihin, where he said Musa alayhi salatu wasalam only a staff in his hand. Bani Israel, they were treated as a local labor force in Egypt at that time. Where the Coptics, Pharaoh was a ruler. Bani Israel, the Jews are regarded as a labor force. They were doing the all menial work in the country. They were the slaves. So Musa alayhi salam came to deliver them from the slavery. Pharaoh refused to release them. Allah gave the command, take them quietly at night. Take them towards Sham. Now he's taking them. Pharaoh hears about it. Now he's pursuing them. The entire army. When they come to the Red Sea, then at that moment also, فَلَمَّا تَرَعَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ They're seeing the ocean in front, the deep ocean, and behind them the superpower. They say, oh, Musa, we're going to get caught. Sheikh Abu Hassan says, that, oh, Musa, what's this plan you made with them? That he brought us here to kill us like rats and flies. They're going to finish us. Look at the entire army of Fir'aun is here. What are we going to do? But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was under the command of Allah. Conviction upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was on that day. قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ قَالَ كَلَّا He replied, كَلَّا never. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ My Rabb is with me, He will guide me. My Allah is with me, He will guide me. At that moment the test was on for the Nabi of the time. Where your yaqeen is going to go to? Where your conviction is going to go? All the doors are closing right now. Now you might be thinking, I should have at least now equipped them. So take on Bani, so take on the Coptics, take on Fir'aun, should have done this, should have done that. Nothing. Allah took all the dunya away. He's only one stick in his hand. But behind the stick was the command of Allah. Then Allah said, فَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحْرُ Oh Musa, you said the right thing. That Allah is with me. This is one thing we should learn, my dear brothers. That when we put in a corner, then say, Allah is with me. Allah will pull me out. Allah wants to hear it. If the mind goes to anyone else besides Allah, then our outcome will be like Fir'aun. We'll drown in our own wealth, our own talent. Then we never recognize Allah. Allah is with me. Allah says, now strike the ocean. Doesn't make sense. Strike the ocean with a stick. Allah would have said now that Musa quickly build some ships. But strike the ocean. Where's the wisdom? Dead stick. The ocean is deep. Strike the ocean. What's going to happen? Few splashes, you might get wet. But Allah's command was there. Strike the ocean. When he struck the ocean, فَانْفَلَقَ It separated. فَكَانُ كُلُّ فِرِقٍ كَالطُّودِ الْعَظِيمِ And every part of the ocean became like a massive mountain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the ocean completely in 12 parts. And the waves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them like mountains that were held up, suspended. And Allah gave the command, now pass through. Now pass through. And the 12 tribes of Bani Israel, the Jews, began to walk. And they could see one another, that everybody is safe right now. Till they all crossed, went across the Red Sea. Then when Fir'aun came with the army, then Allah gave the command once again to release. And that's when he was drowned. That was the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we have more right to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We are closer to him. Out of celebration, Ya Allah, you save Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. You save Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Today is the day of celebration. Today is for us to keep a roza. Today is for us to spend freely in our families. Hadith said, you say, Man wassa'a ala ayalihi. The person who spends a little bit extra on his family on the day of Ashura. And that too, what incentives? Simple spending, no extravagance. Ulama say, how much to spend on the day of Ashura? There's no gifts to buy. There's no extravagant shopping. Simple. Already, alhamdulillah, we have everything in the homes. The fridges are even full up, pantries are full up. Buy something extra. One extra tub of ice cream or some other delicacy for the family. One, two items only. Doesn't have to be lavish, doesn't have to be extravagant. You will secure the reward of the day and the barakat. The person who will spend freely on the day of Ashura, little extra on his family, our deen is very easy. It's very easy, it's not extravagant, it's simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him the entire year. Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah, a great muhaddith and a faqih of the time, he would say, was a commentator of hadith and a jurist, he says, I've tried this for more than 50, 60 years, and I found the barakat of this. On the 10th day, little bit to do some shopping, buy a little bit extra for the family, and who's the family? Basically, in our terms, those that eat on my table, that's my family. And any other tables there which I am supporting, alhamdulillah, I've got my hand there, I have my hand there. Also, so to say now, they're dependent upon me. Ayal means those, mayya'uluhu, the person, those families, those people whose kharcha expenditure you cover. to whatever extent, just to spend on them. So whoever is there, eat on my dasarkhan, on my table, alhamdulillah, a little bit extra for the day, Allah says for the, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said for the entire year, Allah will give you the barakah. Now to understand barakat also, why we say don't be extravagant? Because barakat is from Allah. Is that I spend the barakat will come. I spend for the pleasure of Allah. I spend that amount that is pleasing to Allah. Because barakat will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned this many a time, we said Ahmad Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, one of our great ulama of the past. Passed in Medina Munawwara, brave Jannat al-Baqi also, when he was in Johannesburg. Brother kept on asking, Marana, come home for me, come home for me, please bless our home, grace us. Persisted, finally Marana, great wali of Allah, friend of Allah, he said, you want me to come home for barakat's sake, bring barakat in your home. Jee Marana, I want barakat in my home. He said, by me coming, barakat won't come. Bring the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your home, barakat will come. Bring his lifestyle in your home. Then I will come, I will take barakat from there. Not me just coming now, alhamdulillah, then barakat will come. But you have incorrect things in your home. Possibly some bid'ah in your life, incorrect beliefs in your life. So Yawmu Ashura, today was the 9th, tomorrow is the 10th, now it's 10th already after Maghrib Salah. So today we could have kept the Rosa, and tomorrow, or tomorrow Sunday and Monday. The reward Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, I hope from Allah that 1 year's past sins will be forgiven. Forgiveness from Allah. Forgiveness, we say, we take it to be lightly right now. Forgiveness, Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive. We don't take it seriously. But just to put ourselves into perspective and picture what is forgiveness. We know in the home, when right now there's a quarrel, dispute, there's a fight, husband and wife. Nobody's talking right now. Nobody's talking right now. Like how our Honorable Ustaz says also, husband and wife were fighting. What they say, picture and no sound. Nobody is talking. And now, they're going for a drive. Husband needs to break the ice. Now she's not talking. Doesn't know what to tell her also. I'll say something. I'll say, she'll say, and carry on. And the fight starts again. So they pass by one zoo. So he told her, your family. She said, yes, my in-laws. And then the fight started again. He said, better I kept quiet. Now we know when the fight goes on, 2 days, 3 days. And finally, husband and wife says, maaf karjo. Just make maaf now. Finish. Oh. All the tension is gone. Now what a meal you will have. Even the tea you're having at work also, not going down properly because she's upset at home. Don't feel like going home. Just say mafi, everything is mafi, finished. Oh, what enjoyment now. What enjoyment. Person having a problem with his business partner or his brother. The fight is on, the fight is on, not talking. Finally, went on for months. Now both got dawat for same walima. He said, I go a bit late now, I hope my brother is not there. I hope my friend, partner is not there. So he went late, not realizing that now finally when he pitched up there for the walima da'wat, one chair left at the last table on which his brother is sitting. Now how is he going to sit, how is he going to eat? Sat down, he didn't see him also. Nice, the food is smelling so good also, but it's not going down the throat, can't even look up. Finally he tapped the table, said, bhai maaf kar, just forget about it. What a smile, hey, now it's all forgotten. And he's forgiven. Now he'll enjoy that walima. Allah says, 1 year sins are maaf. No tension between you and me. I forgive you. Now ask what you want. Yes, for major sins you make tawbah istighfar. But just fasting for 2 days, Allah says you didn't eat. Forgive all your 1 year sins that you have done. Now I took my calculation, Hisab Kitab 1447 first Muharram, and I saw last year 1446. I failed last year. How many namaz I missed? How many namaz I missed? How many takbira ula I missed? And how many wrong things I did for the whole year? Example we give commonly also 52 weeks in a year. 52 weeks in a year, how many times I got angry? 100 times the whole year. Almost twice a week. Ya Allah, I failed last year. Allah says, start this year correctly now. Already past year, I forgave everything. All what you thought was fail, there were rings over there. Now it's shining marks you got. You passed. You passed, so 1446 you got it. Now 1447, make the niyas ahead. So very importantly, we have the Rosa of tomorrow also. Then we have Monday also. Let's make our Hisab Kitab. Very importantly, we'll end on this inshallah. Many other lessons of Ashura. One is our identity also. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said to Sahaba Ikram, the Jews are fasting for 1 day, we will fast for 2 days. Even in our worship and ibadat, we will not emulate them. So our entire life is in conformity to the Sunnah. We are convinced 110% that my success is only in the Sunnah way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. In his dressing, in his hairstyle, in his way he ate, the way he drank, the way he slept, Everything in perfect was, he was the most perfect being. We follow him to the last as best as possible. So when it comes to the day of Ashura and the Roza, what's the point I wanted to mention? Now he says that. Khair, our Hisab Kitab. Just to end on this, inshallah, very importantly. 1446 came to an end, 1447. Our reality is we all are planning for Akhirat. We're planning for the hereafter. And it's very important we sit with our families. Myself also, sit with our wives tonight and ask the wife, what is the intention of your life? What is the intention of your life? And see what reply she gives you. And ask myself also, what's the intention of my life right now? Our old nannies and dadimas of before, they had sharam, taqwa, haya, modesty. They might not have been so educated in shariat, but they had the sharam. They put that urni, their chiffon, they cover their mouth, men are coming in. They wouldn't just come out in the open. They taught us many lessons of life. And even any guna, any big night, what they say, toba, 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 karo, toba. Today we don't need toba, toba anymore too. Everything halal, everything jaiz, no haya, and what they would speak about every time. Our old ladies, what will happen in the qabr? I'm so scared. It'll be so dark. Boyro, my son, larka, when you come, read for me. Eh? Please don't forget me. Come to qabristan, read for me. Nobody is saying anymore now. Nobody is saying toba, toba. Nobody is talking. Now young couples, old couples, don't talk about qabr now. With that now, we still got many. We got our bucket list still. We got so many holidays still. No time for qabr yet. Nobody talks about the qabr anymore. But the reality is, there's going to be the final abode that we have to plan. Ask our wives, what's the intention of your life? She have no answer. Ask myself, what's the intention? What are we working towards? What is it really? So just now we're together for fun, just for fun only. Where's the next coffee shop? Where's the next outing? Where's the next resort? What are we going to do next? Qabr is closer to us than that also. That's a reality. Young boys are passing away. Young children are going. But still to the heart is not taking the Allah also true. That's why it's so important you've got to sit with the wife. Just as we planned her house and her bedroom and a bathroom and a kitchen, you've got to sit the wife down, daughter down. Oh my poeri, oh my larki, oh my beloved daughter. You wanted lilac color, pink color, you wanted this. I did everything for you. Now allow me as your father to design your qabr also. Your namaz, your Quran tilawat. Because if you go in the qabr, I can do your room, do the lighting also, Bluetooth, clap your hands, press the button, curtains open, everything is there. You wanted the carpet, plush carpet I put for you, everything, alhamdulillah. Humidifier, everything, you enjoy your sleep, alhamdulillah. But if I don't plan your qabr and you go there, it's only going to be your kafan and sand. There's no duvet, no pillow, no blanket, not even a sheet. Nothing whatsoever, not even a light switch. You can call Papa the whole night and shout for me in the qabr, I'll be sleeping. Before you reach there and curse me, allow me to make your qabr and plan your qabr right now. What curtains you want, how many lights you want in there, whatever you want, start planning it now. Tabarak at night, you get your lighting in the qabr. Read every night, so you got enough lights in there, you're not scared. Read Suratul Waqiyah, read Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Read all this. Once you go in there, and my poiri, my daughter, my wife, I plan your whole room for you. Allow me now to plan your qabr also. You know, go there. Let's not go now. Rather, let's go in jamaat. Let's go for umrah. Let's go do some dini work. One couple, not so pious outwardly. Young person was telling me, this one is my anniversary. So I asked him, where are you taking the wife? He said, where am I taking her? There's no way to go anymore. I took her everywhere. What are you going to buy for her? She got everything right now. What am I going to thrill her with? We did everything. I said, what do you do with an anniversary? He said, we sit and we see which country of the world, they need borehole, they need well, we do EFTs. That's our anniversary. We celebrate by giving in the path of Allah. We celebrate by giving in the path of Allah. Now we're planning our qabr, our akhirat. So we're going to sit with our families and ask her, what's your intention of life with me? What do you want from me right now? Not only till dunya, what about your qabr? There I need to put the carpet for you, put the lighting for you, put the aircon for you. So when you wake up, finally, when the last person leaves the qabr, qabristan, and then the kiram al-kat, munkar and nakir will come breaking into your qabr to make you scared so you forget the answers. So I'm going to prepare you so you don't get scared. Yeah, I did electrical fencing, and I did the alarm. I'm a response. You need it also. So when they come, you're ready. You set already. That you're not afraid. So when they come, and you wake up, and you got your Fajr namaz on time, and you made your Hisab Kitab of 1446 in the past years, now when you wake up, as you have your room right now, now you go into your room, wife says, Alhamdulillah, your cappuccino is ready for you. I got a muffin for you also. Aircon is on. Relax. Take out your shoes. How we just enjoy it after a long day. Alhamdulillah, Allah, what you've given me. We make dua, when we open our eyes, Allah Pak will say, here's your bed, just jump into your bed right now. The big screen is on. What's on the screen? Your jannat is there. Just see, Allah Pak has kept for you one private yacht. You got one jet waiting for you. All the air hostesses are halal for you also. Because you looked after your eyes, you can enjoy. They're all waiting to serve you. You just see the show right now. And be seeing the show right before you know it, Allah Pak, the show not over. No, it's time to go to jannat now. Already. Time is up. Like 2 rakat fajr namaz. So quickly it happened. Just enjoying myself on my cozy bed in my bedroom. Allah, make it like that. But we've got to plan it here. We can't go there and plan it. We've got to plan it here and pass the plans also. How you pass the plans in Madinah Munawwara? You take it there. Ya Rasulullah, is it correct? My namaz is correct. You say perform namaz as you see me performing namaz. How's my namaz right now, Ya Rasulullah? My dua is there. Taqwa is there. Hisab Kitab, the last point, my dear brothers. 1446, past life. We sit down. Ya Allah, my past life from the time I became baligh. Now, I don't know when I became baligh. So, by the hisab and by the calculation of sharia, a boy becomes baligh naturally at 15 years. 15 lunar years. So, we're going to work out which Islamic year I was born and which month. If I can't work it out, then very simply we say the English calendar, solar calendar, 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks. Once a young says 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks, according to Shariat, is baligh already. So I can work it out in that. When I was 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks, I was already baligh. From then till now, how many namaz I must? Calculate it. I'm making hisab right now. Why I must make hisab? Put it down. Ya Allah, 20 years, 5 years, 10 years, whether Fajr namaz, Zuhr namaz, Asr namaz. Why are we saying this, my dear brothers? Understand, this is namaz we must, or the fast that we must, we broke when we were in school that time. Sajda, tilawat, we didn't make also, we didn't Quran, we didn't make sajda to Allah. All these we have to pay. It's a qarz, is a debt, is an account on our head. Where we owe to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So I can gauge for myself right now, I'm living on overdraft, I'm in the minus, I didn't make any deposit, but I'm putting out withdrawals. ATM is giving still. But the hisab is going to be taken. Hisab is going to be taken. And then who's going to be on my back? So we in debt right now to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah is still giving and not making any hisab right now. In the business world, I know if I don't pay the supplier, it's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, says account closed. Account closed. So give me a chance. Give you one chance, second chance. Then he says, finally, we can't give you any more stock. Now the shelves are empty. No customers coming in. What the supplier will tell you? You go back to him, he says, buy. It is something, start paying something. Even you pay 200 rand a month, and you pledge it, and you sign it, we'll open your account again. So what is this now? We say, put the account on, Ya Allah. My hisab is there, I'm going to start 2 rakats a day. 2 rakats a day. The thing is, my dear brothers, we may not finish it, but we are in the road. The Hafiz al-Quran starts Hifz of Quran, and he passes away en route. What's the promise? You wake up with the Huffaz. Hadith sahab was going for Hajj, didn't make it to Arafah. Labbaik, labbaik. Bury him with his ihram. Qiyamazi, he wake up with labbaik also. That Musalli, so many years he must, he had the hisab on his phone over there, and he worked out from 10 Ashura, I'm starting. From the 10th day of Ashura, Ya Allah, you give me salvation also now. You gave Nuh alayhi salam, you gave Musa alayhi salam. Our Masturat, so many years, month of Ramadan, they had their days, they had their menses, they didn't keep, they got hundreds of rozas. Sit down and work it out. Ya Allah, I'm going to start paying now. Even one a day, Allah will open the account. Allah will start supplying. The barakat will come in your life, unbelievable. Now I start. I might not finish it, but I hope, Ya Allah, when my mouth comes, I'll have my hisab on my phone there. And very simple. We say, you don't have to work out a big calculation. We just work out, what is the most I think I was. Example, Fajr namaz. Ya Allah, I think I missed the most 20 years. How many thousand is that? Or how many hundred is that? I just put 1,000 Fajr namaz. I'm starting day of Ashura. I'm reading 5 every day. 2 rakats. Only my fajr I'm doing for now. Was the niyat, Ya Allah, the last fajr I must, or the first fajr I must? That's what I make that intention. The last one or the first one. And I start. If I do five every day from the 10th of Muharram, then next year 10th Muharram, how many years I covered up? 5 years down. 5 years I cleared already. Yeah, Allah, in 1 year. Then I've got some courage. Yeah, Allah, I can do this. Yeah, Allah, I can do this. If more has to come, we have hope on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will raise him with the musallis that you are reading namaz. And the first, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِالْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing to be accountable on the day of Qiyamah is namaz. If you fail, Allah says, you can't move from there. You can't move right now. You are stuck. You can't bribe, you can't pay, you can't get anyone. Just stay in the line. Your namaz is first. This is the most important thing of Ashura, my dear brothers. We make hisab with the family. How many roza you got? How many namaz you got? Let's put it down. We don't have to have big calculation. Put it on the phone. Show the wife. Open a group. Jannati couple. All our amal over there. Is that just dunya couple? We are a jannati couple. I got so much qaza. You got so much qaza, so much roza. I'll keep with you every day. These are short right now. You got so much you missed during Ramadan. I start keeping with you. We'll have sari together. Iftar together. We start covering up our qaza namaz and see the barakat in the home. Now you already opened your account, you're paying. Allah will say, I start supplying now. As it is, I'm giving you so much. But now the barakat will come with it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make this Ashura real Ashura. Is that a big night for any namaz? There are many fabrications there. Read this rakat namaz, read so much namaz, so many surahs. Put surma in your eyes. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his father got united on this day. Yaqub alayhi salam's eyes got restored on this day. All fabrications. Hawa alayhi salam and Adam alayhi salam met on this day. They made tawbah. Many, many things come over there. There's only two things. We mentioned Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, keeping the fast of the day of Ashura, our identity, and make our hisab kitab. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Kareem Rahim Allah, most kind Allah, most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah, most overlooking Allah. Ya Allah, it's only your fazl and karam, O May Allah. You made us Muslims, O May Allah. You give us Iman, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from some temple or synagogue, O May Allah. You brought us to your home, to the house of Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us only to make sajda to you, nobody else, O May Allah. O May Allah, you made us ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your great ihsan upon us, O May Allah. We thank you for all these great ni'mas, O May Allah. Ya Allah, the ni'mat of giving us this life we have. You didn't make us an animal, O Kareem, rahimullah, some creature, some reptile, some insect. Ya Allah, you give us intelligence, O May Allah. You give us beauty, O May Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us homes, you've given us cars, you've given us families, you've given us children. Ya Allah, you put taste on our tongues, O May Allah. O May Allah, you give us sleep at night, you give us energy in the day. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, all these bounties of yours from head to toe, internally, externally. Ya Allah, your Qudrat, your Karam, your Ihsan, your kindness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, O my Allah. We love to be your slaves, O my Allah. Save us from slavery of dunya, O my Allah. Slavery of mankind, O my Allah. Slavery of our nafs and our mind, our intellect, our intelligence. Ya Allah, make us your slaves from head to toe, inwardly, outwardly, O my Allah. That we look for you, we breathe for you, we move for you, we eat for you, we drink for you, we rest, Ya Allah, to make your ibadah. That Ya Allah grant us your ma'rifat, your recognition that we know you, O my Allah, that we love you, O my Allah, that we do only for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, where you say put the brakes of taqwa, don't do haram, Ya Allah, give us the taqwa, give us the ability, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, O my Allah, you saved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you give, Ya Allah, you grant salvation to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. O my Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, we implore you, appeal you, O my Allah, to the sadqa and to fail of all Anbiya alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant salvation to the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save the ummah, O my Allah. Let it be a ceasefire tonight, O my Allah. It is in your qudrat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you strike the water for us, O my Allah. Open the pathways to the people of Gaza, O my Allah. O my Allah. Ya Allah, from their chest their babies have been bombed, O my Allah. From the wombs they are coming out dead, O my Allah. Only because they believe in you. Only because they believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Fir'auns of the time, Ya Allah, they have pride over their ammunition and firepower. Ya Allah, they have this and they have that and they have, Ya Allah, bombs and ballistics and missiles and rockets, O my Allah.
Oh, may Allah, we only have du'as to make to you. We have the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, may Allah, they are asking us, ya Allah. They are making alan with the passively, with directly. They raise you, Allah. Ya Allah, show them who you are, may Allah. Show them your qudrat, may Allah. Shake the earth beneath them, may Allah. Let the bombs land upon them. Ya Allah, hidayat not written for them, ya Allah. Remove them from the face of the earth, may Allah. Like how you remove Fir'aun, may Allah. Drown them in their own worries and sorries and the madness and insanity, may Allah. Oh, my Kareem Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, release the ummah from the slavery, Ya Allah. Grant them iman, grant them resistance, make them strong. Ya Allah, times never remain the same, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have become so complacent, like we live this, like this forever in this country, oh, my Allah. Like our generations enjoy. Oh, my Allah, times never remain the same, oh, my Allah. Keep us in the afiyat. Ya Allah, keep us in the fold of Islam, Ya Allah. Keep our generations in the fold of Islam. Save them from shirk, from kufr, Ya Allah, from idol worship, Ya Allah, from idolizing their nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them iman, oh, my Allah, in our generations, Ya Allah, till qiyamah, Ya Allah. Let there be no kafir, no mushrik, oh, my Allah. No munafik, no hypocrite, oh, my Allah. Oh my Allah, save us, save them, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, it's only your fazal and karam that we are Muslims today. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, deliver the ummah, oh my Allah. Grant them salvation, grant them rahat. Oh my Allah, they are tired, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they are thirsty, they are hungry, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you feed them. Ya Allah, you get them to drink. Ya Allah, you shelter them, clothe them, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, how much you haven't given us, oh my Allah. Save us from israf, from wastage, ya Allah, from being extravagant, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save us from riba, from zina, from haram, from immodesty, ya Allah. Save us, ya Allah, from the ways and the lives of the kuffar, oh my Allah. Give us the love for every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us knowledge of every sunnah, love for every sunnah, ya Allah. Action and amal upon every sunnat. Accept us with the khidmat of the sunnat in the world, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from bid'at. Save us from incorrect knowledge. Give us the correct knowledge, Ya Allah. The correct understanding, the correct amal, the correct actions, oh my Allah. To propagate correctly. Accept us, accept our wives, our children. Keep us upon hidayat, our families, our extended families, our musallis, our friends, Ya Allah, our muta'alliqeen, our neighbors, Ya Allah. The entire ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, all of the difficulties, remove the difficulties. All those that are sick and ill, Ya Allah, remove the bimaris, oh my Allah. Save us from hospitals, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. All those who are, Ya Allah, that have problems within their homes, quarrels and disputes, their hearts are torn apart. Ya Allah, mend their hearts, keep muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, save our homes from becoming broken. Save our children, grant them the best of homes, Ya Allah. Muhabbat and love and deen, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. All those are marriageable, they want to get married, oh my Allah. Grant them suitable, pious spouses, oh my Allah. Make it easy for them. Ya Allah, how many your home, oh my Allah, is broken because of some child on drugs, oh my Allah. Ya my Allah, whether in drugs, whether in porn, whether in haram, oh my Allah, the mothers are crying, the fathers are crying. Ya Allah, listen to their cries, oh my Allah. Remove them immediately from the filthy habits, oh my Allah. Save us. Save our children and the ummah, oh my Allah, from all the filthy habits and avenues, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. All those in debt, Ya Allah. Give them plenty of halal rosy. Save us from haram, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, establish, Ya Allah. Establish the musalla. Make it a masjid, oh my Allah. Accept all the efforts, oh my Allah. Accept all the contributions. Accept the musallis. Ya Allah, keep them in your hifazat, in your protection, fill their homes with barakat. Let this place get full of musallis, oh my Allah. The deen and hidayah spreads from you, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Make it a nucleus of hidayah, of khair, of barakat and salamat. And the place, Ya Allah, where you become proud of them, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain. Oh my Allah, protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. Give it back to the Muslims completely and wholly, oh my Allah. Open the doors of Masjid Al-Aqsa for the ummah, oh my Allah. Where every day the haram will be tied and the bayk will be sounded, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, open the doors of all the harams for us. Remove all the fitnas, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us to go out over and over again. Accept our lives with the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, oh my Allah. For the past life, Ya Allah. Presently, oh my Allah. Take us from all our haram activities. Ya Allah, keep us in your pleasure, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the time of maut, oh my Allah. Take us out in your path to Madinah Tayyibah, to Makkah al-Mukarramah, sitting in the mataf at the roda. Ya Allah, in your rahmat, in your mercy, Ya Allah, take us in a condition you most pleased with us. Wa tawbatan nasuha, wa sincere tawbah, O my Allah. O my Allah, how many old person has gone from Umrah Hajj not to return, Ya Allah. Bless them with Jannatul Baqi, Jannatul Mu'alla. Bless us all, O my Allah. Reward our parents, our satiza, our mashayikh, all the mar'umi for the qabr al-nur. Make their maghfirat, O my Allah. Design the qabr for them, Ya Allah. Make it cool for them. Blow the cool winds of Jannat upon them, O my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, give us mawt upon Iman. Raise us and all of them the day of Qiyamah under the shade of your arsh in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save us from adab qabr, adab jahannam. Give us the jannati life in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, forever and ever in your pleasure. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma hu ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin. Amen.